With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. resolution demanding an immediate Gaza ceasefire. The U.S. voted it down because it failed to link the truce to a release of all remaining hostages being held by Hamas. The Pacific Northwest taking a beating from a bomb cyclone, generating gale-force winds and flooding rains. Issaquah, Washington homeowner Wendy Harrington says a storm caused a massive tree to crash down on her house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass. Everything was just very loud. I thought the whole wall was coming down. And then you see the branches and then the glass. There's glass all the way to the back door. I don't know if the roof is okay.
She spoke with ComoNews.com. The storm has left hundreds of thousands without power. It's blamed for one death. The U.S. sending anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine. Another about-face for President Biden. He had previously rejected the idea out of concern for the safety of Ukraine's civilian population. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump continues to put together his team, looking to hit the ground running 2 months from today.
The president-elect said he is nominating longtime TV talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. In a statement, Trump said Oz will cut waste and fraud within the country's most expensive government agency. He also has chosen his transition co-chair, Howard Lutnick, to be Commerce Secretary. Lutnick, who was said to be in the running for Treasury Secretary, is a billionaire who heads the brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Los Angeles on its way to becoming a sanctuary city. The city council's approved the statute unanimously. Mayor Karen Bass says she supports the move. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 62 points. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher is fighting for her faith.
American First Legal is suing the Fairfax County School System for seeking to force the unidentified teacher to use transgender students' preferred pronouns. The plaintiff says this would violate her sincerely held religious beliefs. Lawsuits like this one are cropping up all across the country as school districts seek to promote transgenderism and people of faith resist. Lawyers say religious freedom is at stake, as is freedom of speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down Wyoming's ban on abortion and its first in the nation explicit prohibition of the use of medication to end a pregnancy. Judge Melissa Owens ruled that the laws violate women's rights under the state's constitution. Abortion has remained legal in Wyoming, while the judge blocked the laws from taking effect in previous orders. The plaintiffs include four women and several abortion doctors and abortion advocacy groups. This is SRN News. Uncle Sam tells a couple of tech companies to pay up.
The two firms will pay the U.S. government $2 million each to settle a lawsuit that alleged the companies inflated the price of computers and other hardware sold to the U.S. Army. The Justice Department says Dell gave Iron Bow discounts on Dell products to sell to the Army, while at the same time offering the government higher prices than it did to Iron Bow, thus artificially raising prices and giving the illusion of competition. The settlement did not include an admission of liability from the two companies. Jason Walker reporting.
After he shot at NYPD officers, hitting one in the leg, the officers fired back. Police say the man in Queens was killed. This happened as police are investigating reports of a series of robberies in the area, a non-life-threatening wound to the officer who was hit. More details, SRNNews.com.